Today we're going to read the Psalm 136. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above all waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. It was the year 358 AD. Athanasius, a bishop in Alexandria in Egypt, gathered his congregation into his church. These were very difficult times for Athanasius. He was fighting a lonely battle against the heresy of Arius, and Arius's false teachings were spreading like wildfire across the church and across the world. Athanasius believed, as we believe today, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and he was God. He was the second person of the Trinity, and that the Holy Spirit likewise was God, being the third person of the Trinity. He believed in the Holy Trinity, but the teachings of Arius were that Jesus Christ was an angel created by God, and the Holy Spirit in turn was created by Jesus Christ. Arius denied the doctrine of the Trinity. But Athanasius said no, and these were very difficult times for Athanasius. It seemed as if everyone was against him. It seemed unlikely that he would win his battle. So great was the opposition that on this particular night, the Roman soldiers were gathered around outside his church. It seemed that they were ready to attack him, to persecute him, to kill him for what he believed and what he propounded. It was once said Athanasius was against the world and the world was against Athanasius, and on this particular night so it seemed. But as he gathered his congregation together under the roof, he led them in praise and in worship. And with the soldiers outside, they sang this psalm, the Psalm 136. And over again the congregation thundered forth the words, "For his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever." And it is said that whenever the soldiers stormed the building, they were stunned by the reverberation of the singing, the joy of it, the intensity of it, the glory of the song. "For his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever." And so Athanasius was able to escape, but on that night many Christians did not escape, and some died, it is said, at the edge of the sword. But Athanasius won his brave fight and his brave struggle, and so the doctrine of the Trinity became an established part of church doctrine. This is a great psalm. It is an inspiring psalm. As we have already observed, it inspired Christians in days of persecution, and it should inspire us, because the mercy of God endureth forever. The Lord is good. The Lord's mercy endureth forever in two aspects here in this psalm. God has been merciful to us in relation to his creation. He is described as the one who created the heavens and the earth. By his wisdom he made the heavens in verse 5. He stretched out the earth above the waters in verse 6. He made great lights in verse 7, the sun to rule by day and the moon and the stars to rule by night. This psalm teaches us that God created all things. That this earth began spontaneously, yes, at one given moment in time. Scientists call this the Big Bang, a one-off cataclysmic event that spawned the birth of this world, in this solar system in which we are a part. The Bible, however, would teach us that the one-off event that took place was not merely a big bang. It was a big God, a great God, a God who is unique, speaking and it was done, fashioning the heavens and the earth out of nothing, establishing the stars in their places, putting the sun in its place of burning hotness, placing the earth at that precise location whereby life could develop. Yes, the mercy of God endureth forever. We are the creatures of God. Man did not evolve. Man has been created by God. That means that we are subject to Him, that we have duties to Him, because He is our Creator, you see. The reason why many people would prefer to believe in evolution today is that it robs man of his responsibility to a Creator. The very thought that there is one who has devised a moral code for us, one who is our judge, one who has fashioned us, one whom we will meet one day, that is so unpalatable for modern man, because he wants to be the master of his own destiny. He wants to be the creator of his own morals. And so he would prefer to say that man has evolved, a creature of chance. The Bible, however, would teach us that God is our creator. We not only observe God's mercy in creation, but we also observe God's mercy here in redemption. He is the God of salvation. Towards the end of the psalmist talked about a God who remembers us in our low estate. How low are we? By nature, we are poor sinners. We have no right to any good thing. We are deserving of hell. We are the beggars who sit upon the dunghill. We are the prisoners here in the prison house. And the prison is the prison of sin. And we are bound and chained and enslaved by our own lusts, by our own wicked intentions, by our own depraved nature. We are in a low estate, and without God today, you are without hope. There is no hope apart from God. We are in a low estate. We're going down the valley towards death and beyond death. What then? Is there an afterwards? Is there life beyond the grave? And that life beyond the grave will either be spent in heaven or in hell. And yet without God's intervention, we are destined for hell, and we need to face that sober reality. And then the psalmist said, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. God is the God of redemption. He rescues us in our low estate by redeeming us. And the word redeem means to purchase, to buy. And a price was paid, a terrible price, in order that we might be brought to God. And that price was the ruby red blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on that cross for us, that we might be redeemed, that we might be brought to God. And how can you come to God today? You trust Christ as your Saviour. You give Him your life. You give Him your all. You call upon His name for salvation. And He will save you. For He is the one who will never ever break His covenant. He is the one who never ever will break His word. The Lord is good. Yes, we can come to Him. And we can know that He is gracious. He has redeemed us with the blood of His Son. Have you trusted Him today? This psalm begins with the words, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Oh, how we should come and give God thanks. Thank Him for giving us life. Thank Him for creating this world for us to enjoy. He is good. He has been so good to us, we have no right to any of His goodness. And this is a wonderful insight into mercy itself. Mercy is the withholding from us what we deserve. And we deserve punishment, but yet God is merciful, and He is good, and He rescues poor sinners, and He gives them a place amongst the princes. He gives us a seat in heaven itself at His table. Have you trusted Christ today? Have you given Him your life? Have you come to Him? Have you thanked Him? If you're to thank Him, you must give your life to Him. What point would it be to thank Him and then go on with your own life as if it was somehow irrelevant that Jesus died for you? Oh, it was so relevant that Jesus died for you. He was lifted up on that cross to die that we might have eternal life. Yes, the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Let us trust Him and seek Him and live for Him. I thank you so much for listening.